corporate contributions or executive contributions to election campaigns. In our federal elections, 80% of the money comes from business. 80% of the money to grease the wheels. And we've been on this for over 25 years. We're getting closer and closer to some sort of legislation. You probably saw some of the television. There's a lot of scandals going on in Washington with Clinton and Gore and the Republicans as much, but they don't. They control the Congress, so they control the hearings. And people are pretty turned off. But don't underestimate the intransigence of politicians whose careers rest on the money that they get for re-election. We are trying now state initiatives, referendums, get it at the state level. The Green Party is making this a more and more of a forceful issue. So I think, certainly coming closer and closer. And the question is it going to be a piecemeal reform or public financing? What I think should be done is on our tax return, we should have a little square which lets people contribute up to $100 a year to a public election pool that all candidates who qualify for the ballot can dip into according to a certain formula. And if they don't, then they have to go and get private money. And if they do, they cannot get private money. See, under our Constitution, we cannot have totally publicly funded campaigns because the Supreme Court has ruled that's unconstitutional. But we can't have a system where if they get public money, they can't get private money. And if that is the system in place, most candidates will go for public money.